Now, friends, we come to the 20th chapter of Jeremiah. And again, this man, may I say, used himself a great deal as an illustration. We know a great deal about this man, and it'd be very difficult to understand his prophecies without understanding him and the background of his prophecies. Now, we saw God sent him down to the potter's house, and then he was told to take a bottle that the potter had made, and he was to go down to Tophet. That's in the Valley of Hinnom. And at that time, it was a place of idolatry. It was a place where there was the worship of Moloch, where their children passed through the fires. And actually, that word Tophet, and you've noticed it has occurred several times in the prophecy here. The name actually has to do with drums, and it was the beating of these drums, or sort of tom-toms, to deaden the cries of the children that were being offered on the offer of Moloch. And it obviously was a geographical location down there. Now, the prophet goes down to Tophet, breaks the bottle, and the message then is that Jeremiah is saying that these people now are going into captivity. Josiah, the great king, the good king, is dead. And there has come to the throne Jehoahaz, and actually he's an evil king. He wasn't there long, though. But then Jehoiakim came to the throne. And actually now we've come down to the last king, that is Zedekiah. He is the worst and also the weakest of all of the kings that ruled in Judah. And it was during his reign that the Babylonian captivity took place. Now, we have seen really a transformation take place in the life of Jeremiah. When he gave out the word of God, he's adamant, he's strong, he's hard-nosed, but personally, he's very weak. He has a very tender heart. And now that his friend, Josiah, the good king, is gone, and the historical record in Chronicles tells us Jeremiah wept for him. I think he loved him, and he had been his friend. Now these evil kings come to the throne, and up to this point, Jeremiah has been absolutely rejected in a very definite way. He has been given a cold shoulder, and his message has been absolutely ignored, but he has not been persecuted personally. And now we come to actual persecution. And Pashur, the son of Immer, who, by the way, was associated with Zedekiah, as we'll see in the next chapter, he is the one now that begins to persecute this man physically. Chapter 20, verse 1, Now Pashur, the son of Immer the priest, who was also chief governor of the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Then Pashur smote Jeremiah the prophet and put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord. Now, I would like for you to notice where persecution began. It began in organized religion. The word of God today is being hurt and hindered more by the organizational church, the liberal church, that has rejected the word of God. And they boast today of their brotherhood. They're always wanting to get together with some very shady characters. And yet they boast of their brotherhood and love for everyone, and they're broad-minded. But I found out as a fundamentalist that they don't accept me, and they exhibit very little love for me. May I say to you that their broad-mindedness is not real, and their great concern just doesn't happen to be real. I happen to have been associated with an organization for a long time, and I know what I'm talking about here, my friend. And that's where persecution and the hindrance of the gospel today comes. Do you know who really wants to get this program and other programs off the air? Organized religion today. I don't know of a liquor industry that's trying to get us off. I don't know of any political group that's trying to get us off the air. But I do happen to know about a religious group. And so persecution of the Word of God began in organized religion here. And this man now is physically being persecuted. And I read on here. It came to pass on the morrow that Pasha brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then said Jeremiah unto him, The Lord hath not called thy name Pasha, but Magor-Missabib. And that's quite a name, by the way, but it means terror on every side. It meant terror for Pasha, meant terror for everyone connected with him. Verse 4, For thus saith the Lord, Behold, I'll make thee a terror to thyself, to all thy friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and thine eyes shall behold it. And I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive into Babylon, and shall slay them with the sword. This is now the prophecy that this man, Jeremiah, will emphasize again and again, and that is that the southern kingdom is now going into captivity. Nothing can stop that. Even if Moses was there, or Samuel was there, God says it wouldn't help. Not now. They've gone too far. And this king that's on the throne, and those that had been ahead of him, revealed it, by the way. Now, we'd want to drop down here. I'm going to have to hit high points from here on in Jeremiah. Verse 9, and probably I should give a little background of this. Jeremiah has been ignored, and he's been rejected, but up to this point he hadn't been persecuted physically, and now he is. And because of all of this, and after all, the message is breaking his own heart, he decides that he's going to turn in his resignation. And your heart can't help but go out to this man. He's not indifferent to what is happening. He feels this a great deal, and it's sapping his strength. And I think he's frankly on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Now notice what he says. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Now, what he says is simply this. He says, the message is breaking my heart, and all that it's earned for me is the persecution of the religious rulers and the rejection by the people, and therefore I'm resigning. But he says, when I attempted to resign, the word of God was in his bones like a fire. And he said, I had to speak out. I couldn't forbear. And that, my friend, is another one of the marks and should be the mark of a man that's giving out the word of God today. How do you really feel about it? Is this a job that you have? Or is this something really your heart's in it? You want to give out the word of God. You love the word of God. And you'd feel pretty bad if you didn't have the privilege of giving it out. And until you feel like that, I'm not sure that you ought to be attempting to give out the word of God. It ought to mean something to you. Now, you can see the conflict that's going on in the heart of this man. Now, he indulges in something that was apparently an Old Testament custom, or it became an Old Testament habit on the part of some of God's men here. Do you notice what he attempts to do? Well, he does something that Jonah did, and something that Job did, and something that Elijah did. It's singing an old song that won't do you a bit of good. It's the blues. It's known as the religious blues. Why was I born? And there are a lot of folk that will sing that song. Listen to him, verse 14. Cursed be the day wherein I was born. Let not the day wherein my mother bare me be blessed. Oh boy, does he hate himself. And he wish he hadn't been born. Cursed be the man who brought tidings to my father, saying, A man-child is born unto thee, making him very glad. And then, verse 18, wherefore came I forth out of the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame. And it's the old story, why was I born? Elijah crawled up under juniper tree, said, let me die. And we find that Job wanted to die, cursed the day he was born. And old Jonah, he got pretty downhearted too about everything. And he also wanted to die. Well, to wish that you'd not been born, that's about as foolish as anything you can wish, friends, because you're already born. And there's nothing you can do about that. And then you can sing the blues that you want to die. And you never die by wishing it. Nobody's never died by that method. He's way down, is he not? This is Jeremiah. You feel like putting your arm around him now, don't you? And patting him on the back and encouraging him. But I tell you, this man wants to give out the word of God.